This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal's temperature rising in most areas. People living in Tharai region cautioned of heat waves. Budget session of the federal parliament summoned by president for tomorrow. And India closes its main border crossing with Pakistan, expels its military diplomats and suspends a landmark water-sharing treaty following an attack that killed 26 people in Kashmir. Now the news in detail. Nepal's temperature is rising in most areas except in high, hilly and mountainous regions. Even Kathmandu Valley's maximum temperature today is expected to be 31 to 33 degrees Celsius. Extreme heat may persist in Tharai areas with the continued heat wave risk in Lumbini province. However, light rain and snowfall are possible in the high, hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, making for a very diverse weather across the country. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan concluded a two-day official visit to Nepal yesterday. The visit was aimed at strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. Accompanied by Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Ahmed Ali Muhammad Al Saik and Assistant Minister for Economic Trade Affairs Said Mubarak Rashid Al Zahri, Sheikh Abdullah held key meetings with Nepali leaders. Sheikh Abdullah paid courtesy calls on President Ramchandra Paudil at the office of the President in Maharajganj and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the office of the Prime Minister in Singha Darbar. A bilateral meeting was held at Hilton Hotel Kathmandu between a Nepali delegation led by Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Singh and the UAE delegation led by Sheikh Abdullah. The Nepali delegation included Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, Secretary of Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Hari Pushkar and Senior Foreign Affairs Ministry officials. The meeting reviewed Nepal-UAE relations, discussing political ties, high-level visits, trade, investment, economic partnerships, labour migration, human resource development, tourism, air connectivity, people-to-people relations, climate change, Sagarmatha Sambad and international collaboration. Both sides expressed commitment to expanding cooperation for shared prosperity. Sheikh Abdullah and his delegation departed from Trivan International Airport, seen off by Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and senior Nepali officials. The visit reinforces Nepal-UAE ties, with both nations focused on deepening engagement in trade, labour and other key sectors. Qatari Princess Asma Al Thani, speaking at the Summiters Summit in Thame of Solukhumbu district, has expressed alarm over the rapid snow loss in the Himalayas due to climate change. Addressing the event organized by Satsate for International Earth Day, the princess, who climbed Mount Everest in 2019, described the mountain as lifeless, with bare rocks replacing once abundant snow. She warned that the melting of the snow on Mount Everest threatened not just Nepal, but the global community. Highlighting the 2023 Glacier Lake outburst flood that devastated Thami, she called for global action and early warning system to prevent disasters. The monsoon session, also known as the budget session of both houses of the federal parliament, will be commencing tomorrow. President Ramchandra Paudil has summoned the session of the federal parliament for 1 p.m. on the 25th of April, that is tomorrow, on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The winter session of the parliament was prorogued on the 31st of March. As per the constitutional calendar, the finance minister will present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year on the 29th of May under the budget session of the federal parliament. The 19th full Democracy Day, known as Loktantra Divas, is being marked across the country today by organizing several programs, including offering tributes to the martyrs who sacrificed their precious lives for democratic struggles. The Democracy Day has been observed in commemoration of the historic event when the direct rule and autocratic regime of the then king came to an end after the reinstatement of the dissolved parliament. Meanwhile, a program titled Youth Celebration is being organized by CPNUML in Prikuti Mandap today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. India has closed its main border crossing with Pakistan, expelled its military diplomats, and suspended a landmark water-sharing treaty following an attack that killed 26 people in Kashmir. Pakistan has denied involvement in the attack and will convene a national security meeting today to discuss a response to the measures taken by India. Gunmen burst out of forest and opened fire on visitors with automatic weapons in the attack near the picturesque tourist town of Pahalgam. More funerals are being held today for those who were killed. The victims include a honeymoon-going groom and a businessman on holiday. There's been no official confirmation yet on who carried out the brutal attack, but some media reports say a group linked to the Pakistan-based organization Lashkar-e-Taiba may have claimed responsibility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cut short a foreign trip to return to Delhi to meet security chiefs. He's pledged those responsible will not be spared. Kashmir, which is claimed both by India and Pakistan, has seen a decades-long insurgency against Indian rule that has claimed tens of thousands of lives, but attacks on tourists are rare. Meanwhile, Nepal has denounced the attack, with the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister have expressed their condolences to the deceased, which includes a Nepali citizen. Increasing number of Palestinians in Gaza are openly protesting against Hamas, the armed group that has governed the territory for nearly two decades. Crowds have flooded Gaza's war-ravaged streets, chanting slogans denouncing Hamas as responsible for the territory's worst crisis in over 70 years. Momin Al-Nathur, a Gaza lawyer and former political prisoner, spoke from a tent in the ruins of his city, criticizing Hamas's control and asserting that the group does not represent Gaza's people. He argued that Hamas should step back, as many residents did not choose its leadership. In March, Washington Post column, he suggested that supporting Hamas led to Palestinian suffering rather than liberation. Despite the dangers of dissent in a region where Hamas suppresses opposition, Al-Nathur emphasized the need to take risks to demand change. Reflecting on his own life, he lamented that years of war and violence under Hamas's rule have yielded nothing, leaving him and others with little to show for their struggles. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepal's temperature rising in most areas. People living in Tharai region cautioned of heat waves. Budget session of the federal parliament summoned by the president for tomorrow. And India closes its main border crossing with Pakistan, expels its military diplomats and suspends a landmark water sharing treaty following an attack that killed 26 people, including a Nepali, in Kashmir. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.